Nearly 90% of the planet's ice is in Antarctica, and most of the rest is in Greenland. Go to the South Pole, and you will be standing on nearly 2 miles of ice. At the North Pole, just 15 feet of it. Antarctica alone has 6 million cubic miles of ice, enough to raise the oceans by a height of 200 feet if it all melted. But if all the water in the atmosphere fell as rain, evenly everywhere, the oceans would deepen by only an inch. Sea level, incidentally, is an almost entirely notional concept. Seas are not level at all. Tides, winds, the Coriolis force, and other effects alter water levels considerably from one ocean to another, and within oceans as well. The Pacific is about a foot and a half higher along its western edge, a consequence of the centrifugal force created by the Earth's spin. Just as when you pull on a tub of water, the water tends to flow toward the other end, as if reluctant to come with you, so the eastward spin of Earth piles water up against the ocean's western margins. Considering the age-old importance of the seas to us, it is striking how long it took the world to take a scientific interest in them. Until well into the 19th century, most of what was known about the oceans was based on what washed ashore or came up in fishing nets, and nearly all that was written was based more on anecdote and supposition than on physical evidence.